This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings.
Thanks for joining us once again, folks. Kate Delaney. And it gets worse. Tom Hanks and his wife test positive for coronavirus in Australia. The NBA shut down after a Utah Jazz center, Rudy Gobert, tested positive for the COVID-19. Wow. And then the NCAA tournament, they're going to play at March Madness, at least now, with no fans involved. I have some good sources who say that could completely go down as well. Some other things are happening, too. Broadway, Usher tested positive for the coronavirus. New Rochelle, stone's throw away from where I grew up, quarantined after a lawyer contracted it and passed it on to so many other people. We definitely have to be in this together, and I have a lot of thoughts on that. We're going to talk about it during this show. Joining us right at the top, love this guy, clinic forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber. Dr. John, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
Always my pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So now with the social distancing and being quarantined, I went to a dinner the other night, a board meeting, and everybody had to bump elbows. What are the psychological effects of this?
Oh, it can be devastating for people who are borderline, depressed or trying to recover from, the holiday season. Then all of a sudden we start having to isolate ourselves again. This can be overwhelming. A lot of people, live for that oxytocin, serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine mix we get when we see our friends. I mean, that's what keeps them going. And all of a sudden we cut that off. It can be really hard for people.
Yeah, and sports, I mentioned a couple of things about sports and the fact that the NBA is suspending the season, the NCAAs, the March Madness tournament. I think they're just going to throw that out too. But for now, they're saying they'll play it without the fans there, and perhaps that does go on. But sports is one of those things that also is about camaraderie, social, meeting people. I think it's going to take a massive hit, and we're going to see all the big sports go down. And this is going to have a psychological effect too because of the socializing, right?
Absolutely. And, one of the beautiful things about sports is that tends to be the one area that we don't care about people's religion, the color of their skin, who they voted for, anything. That is the one place where we can go out there and just be human beings with other people. And it's like they're pulling the rug out from under us. And, it's pretty threatening for a lot of people. A lot of people, too, their lives depend upon those major tournaments and stuff. They make all their money for the whole year off of that one time. And, it's going to be devastating to different economies. And,
yes. So what do you think, this is the tip of the iceberg. So, you look at this and you deal with mental health and people's well-being and all of that. So what would you tell people while they're seeing all this? Because it's also, there's a whole fear thing that's out there as well, meaning we see this and it is scary. So would you say, hey, put your shoes on, go take a couple of walks around the block or something, kind of get away from the noise for a little bit?
Well, I recommend that you turn off the 24-hour news cycle. Go and watch, listen to your show, maybe catch your 5 o'clock or your morning news, And then turn the data stream off your phone, because that is really compounding things. I mean, the reality of it is, people, you know, we have shortages going on in Australia now because of toilet paper being bought up by the truckloads around the world. And I still don't know what toilet paper is going to do to help anybody when it comes time to, you know, if we end up in a true pandemic type thing where we're shut down. I know the World Health Organization is calling it a pandemic, but, you know, I'm not fully there yet. And, you know, I just came from a meeting this morning, with the hospital that I, one of the hospitals I'm associated with, and the corporate headquarters is in Pennsylvania. We had this long talk. I'm actually leaving for Seattle Friday morning. And I'm like, you know, there, we've got all our infectious disease doctors and stuff like that telling everybody, if we go here, we can't do this. We go here, we go that. We can't do this. We can't. We have to wait 2 weeks before we get back to the hospital. And I'm like, okay, before I go, is there a problem with Seattle? And they're like, absolutely not. You're perfectly fine. Go to Seattle. And
wow.
You know, and that's where it all kind of started. That's where we had our first deaths right here in the United States. You know? And part of the thing is, you know, I'm not immune deficiency. Tom Hanks is. He has diabetes. He has to deal with that. That is the problem. And that's what we have to watch out. People who are immune deficient, even just a little bit, should not be moving cautionless in this situation. And we have to take care of ourselves. We have to get good sleep. You know, if I told you there was a pill you could take and you would reduce your risk of getting colds and the flu by 20%, would you take that pill? Of course you could.
Yes.
And what it is the research shows sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night reduces your risk of getting a viral infection by 20%. Why aren't we doing it?
Because we always have excuses that we got to pedal faster. But now,
and I want a pill. I don't want to have to do anything. I want a pill.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a pill. I want a quick fix. Absolutely. So you're right. So that's great advice. Get that sleep, and for goodness sake, do what you can to protect yourself, and that's one of the ways that you can do it.
All right. Wash your hands. Use the sanitizing gels. You know, the alcohol rubs, make sure they're 70% or better as far as concentration of alcohol, and realize that when it's wet, it's killing stuff. When it's dry, it's no longer killing stuff. So you've got about 15 minutes of pure sanitation, right? There's pure sanity, maybe. but you know, I go to hospitals and I deal with things that are much more infectious than this. And, you know, it's all about getting into a habit, and we should be in it anyway. Because the reality of it is, this year, we're going to lose so many more people to the flu than we are to this. I mean, right now, you know, we've got, what, about 500 people in the United States, or no, I can't remember exactly how many infected right now in the United States. I've looked at so much data in the last 24 hours. We lost over, in the first 60 days of the coronavirus, we lost over 22,000 people in the United States to the flu.
People
aren't getting upset about that. How many times do we have NBA players come down with the flu and they don't shut the season down? The fear factor in this is so overwhelming. And it is so scary for people. And that's what it is. That's what's driving this. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and be crazy. And don't wear a mask unless you actually have a cold or a flu, because that will protect everybody else. But if you don't have a cold and you wear it, it actually increases the number of times you touch your face, which increases the likelihood you'll get an infection.
Right, you got to be careful. So, Doc, we're out of time. Thank you so much. It's 1,281 confirmed cases, 36 deaths so far in the U.S. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk to everybody else on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag.
We're in the mailbag, and boy, you blew it up. Lots and lots of emails, not surprised by that, so let's just dive right into it, shall we? And thanks for that. You can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Again, katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Melissa. Kate Delaney, I've never emailed the show before, but I want you to know I am a listener. I like the way you tried to educate us in lots of different directions. The thing that's happening now with the coronavirus or COVID-19 is bringing people together, and I have a feeling that some of the you against me, us and them, and all the political nastiness perhaps will die down. Even the president in his oval tonight made mention of that. Good point. Will we see that this isn't a time for political affiliation? And, of course, the COVID-19, this virus, is certainly not discriminating on whatever your political affiliation is. And there are some scary things happening. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And it is about vigilance and about taking care of yourself and where you put yourself. And also testing and everything else in between. So the response initially was slow. And they've talked now about more kits and testing. And we saw what happened in New Rochelle, New York, and the lockdown there. And people are saying, yeah, they're quarantined, but they're texting each other, they're Zooming, and they actually feel like they are in it together. So pretty interesting. Then this one from Joe, who says, Kate, what about this travel ban? I think I heard you mention that you were leaving the country. Well, not in the next 30 days I'm not leaving the country. I don't know that my trip won't get postponed or or not. I don't know if it'll be postponed or not, because you've heard the president announce that we've restricted travel to and from Europe because of the pandemic, and it's 30 days is what the measure is now. It kicks in midnight on Friday, so some people could scramble and get out of wherever they are. And, you know, there are other restrictions, but the key thing is the travel. And I was supposed to, I think you're referring to this, I was supposed to go to Ireland at the end of May. And I don't know. I don't know if that happens or not. We are monitoring it, and as they say. And, in fact, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I've had friends who were supposed to speak in other countries, and that's gotten canceled. The speakers industry, the speaking industry, is taking a massive hit, as is hospitality and anything having to do with travel. So it goes to that same kind of end. And we're going to speak with Niall Gibbons, who is the chief executive of Tourism Ireland. We're going to do that on our next show and find out what they're doing in Ireland. What is the impact of it? What do they feel is ultimately going to be what happens in the Emerald Isle? And, of course, nobody knows. I mean, we can't ask the magic eight ball, because you have to see where the cases are and what happens. But they certainly are aware of what's going on and what restrictions are there and what they're hearing and seeing from that point of view. All right, let's go to another one. And this one is from Mac. Kate, do you believe at the NBA shutting down after a test that was positive for the virus? You know what? The NBA was, it's interesting, when they first started talking about it, maybe 3 weeks ago, the NBA was talking about playing without fans if it got really bad. And I remember LeBron James' initial reaction was, well, I'm not playing without fans. Then he made a comment when he was asked again about it later, weeks later, that okay, if this is what they had to do, this is kind of what they were going to do. Well, now the NBA is saying, we're just going to halt the operations following, you know, at the end of the games on Wednesday because of what's happened. So the player who was confirmed with the case is the Utah Jazz's center, Rudy Gobert. And he got it, and that just shows how it could spread, and who knows who he was around. Of course, all the teams they played. So the NBA commish, Adam Silver, and team owners had a conference call. They talked about next steps because of the outbreak, and they were leaning toward, like I mentioned, playing games with just essential people there and no fans. But then there was a small group of owners who were pushing just to suspend it, and then the league decided to make that decision. They were going to make the decision actually on Thursday. They jumped ahead of that after Gobert, who was ill for Wednesday's game against Oklahoma City and wasn't at the arena, but the test results reported, you know, just before tip-off, so the game was suspended. And, you know, there you go. So that's that. Here's what I like. Mark Cuban, as just a quick aside, has said immediately when he reacted to it, the Mavericks owner, he said, we have, my God, we have people that are hourly workers that need these jobs, and he was coming up with a financial package for them. So he wanted to help the other people, because that was my initial thought. When I was talking to somebody about this, I said, you know, you think about the players, and of course, they have these enormous salaries, they're fine, but there's people that are feeding their family by working a whole bunch of home games, whether it's selling hot dogs or whether it's checking people at the gate when they come in. A lot of part-time workers make money that they need, so I thought that was fantastic that immediately he thought of them. All right, then there's this one from Manny listening to us. I love when there's like this solidarity with Tucson. Manny says, Kate, I've been listening to you in Tucson. Wonderful the last couple of months. I know you say you're going to come here. Don't come here when COVID-19 is going on. Come here to celebrate when nobody has the virus. Well, who knows how long that's going to be? And he says, have you ever been to a St. Patrick's Day parade, especially the one in New York City? And is that canceled? You know, it's interesting that you asked that question. One of my best memories is when my mom was alive, is going to the St. Patrick's Day parade. We had a blast because it's just so huge. And there's one of the best in the country, actually, is in Savannah, but more of those are shutting down because of the amount of people that gather. So, yes, the one in New York City was just canceled a short while ago. So for the first time in their history, I mean, this is an event that's been around for 258 years. You get about 250,000 marching. You have about 2 million spectators. And it took place, rain, shine, whatever, every year since before the Revolutionary War. The Revolutionary War. But look at the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo. He knows anything happens to people going to this parade, you're so in a high-density area, large volume of people, spectators, that would not be good. So the news, of course, was a blow, but it has to they had to cancel it. I can't imagine that you weren't, you know, that even if the risk to New Yorkers is low, they're still seeing a rising amount of cases in the city and the state. 10 new cases were announced in New York City on Wednesday. So they've got 52. Then you have New Rochelle, 26 miles north of New York City, and they have a containment zone. So they have the National Guard delivering food to people because they have 100 cases of the virus, the largest cluster, they think, in the United States. Yeah, there was no way. Look, in Dublin, Ireland, they're canceling. In Boston, they've canceled the parade. So this five-hour extravaganza is gone. It's done. It's interesting. Most of the focus for all of you has been about the virus. And this one is from Pappy, who says, Kate, did you hear about that actor who just was up for an Academy Award who tested positive for the virus? He played Mr. Rogers. For some reason, I can't think of his name. It's Tom Hanks you're thinking of. Yes, Tom Hanks and his wife are in Australia. They tested positive for it. He said he tweeted it out, which was great. He said, you know, we're down here in Australia. We felt tired, like we had colds and body aches. And then he said his wife had some chills that came and went, slight fevers, and they were tested for the virus, and they were found to be positive. So he said, what do you do now? And he said the protocols have to be followed. So he's going to be tested, observed, isolated for as long as the public health and safety requires them to do it. And he said he's going to keep posting and updating everybody. And he said, take care of yourselves. Typical Tom Hanks, right? Has to be the nicest of guys. Has to be. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. We're headed to the man cave.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged once again over 1,400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's time to
enjoying the tunage, kind of got lost in all that. I was enjoying that. Getting set up, you know, trying to position my lazy boy right in front of the tube. And all you'd be seeing, if we were watching a loop of ESPN or CBS Sports, which sometimes I fill in there, and NBC, they'd be talking about the effects of the virus on sporting events. And are the Olympics going to shutter? Because the Olympics are supposed to be in July in Tokyo, and you have 10,000 athletes and then all the people that would come for that. And so far, the Olympic Committee is not saying that. They're saying they're monitoring it every single day. NBA, different story. You have superstar Steph Curry and Bob Myers, who is the basketball executive, who's the president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, of course, plays for the Warriors. And here was their reaction to the NBA and what's happening.
everything about our routines, you know, relying upon that kind of game day energy, pulling up to the arena, seeing fans, you know, outside of Chase, walking around in all the Warrior jerseys, and even the energy in the building. You can feel it all the way through the locker room, through the tunnel and stuff like that. So
health is the first priority in life, and that's what we message to our players. There, a lot of them have families, have parents, have kids, and understood what's going on here, and it's bigger than the Warriors. It's a serious situation, and we're also always taught it's better to be safe than sorry. So we're choosing that course along with the city. It hasn't been easy because the ground is shifting under our feet. I expect that to continue to happen.
And the ground did shift in a big way because the NBA announced Wednesday night, we are suspending the season. And this was, once again, because a Utah Jazz player, preliminarily, by the way, tested positive for COVID-19. They're halting operations. After Wednesday night's games, that was it. It is a hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward in regards to the pandemic, is what specifically was said, and they were initially leaning toward playing without fans and then decided completely against that wasn't going to happen. So you heard Bob Myers last, who is, I mentioned, in the front office for Golden State, and then Steph Curry paints the picture for you. You go into the arena, the music's pumping, the fans are excited. It's an event, it's a thing, it's a happening, and it wasn't going to be a happening with nobody there to cheer, and it still could be something that would spread anyway. So I guess the decision was, why are we doing that then? We're not going to do that. Because right now, for Gobert, they're going to have to check, where was he, who did he talk to, what happened, you know, if any of those people test positive for it or not. And the NCAA decided that they took a dramatic twist in what they would normally do. Because March Madness, $10 billion gambling-wise, is wagered in some form or fashion on March Madness. Millions of advertising dollars, millions of tickets are sold. So now they've leapt into a different abyss. They decided they would instead play games, and this is for now because this could very well change. They would play games, hold their tournaments, but with no fans in attendance. They would have the athletes, the coaches, and I'm hearing that maybe some family could go. So you have the NBA saying, we're not doing this, and then you have the NCAA saying, we'll play without fans. And that's what they're saying now. Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday. And that means, you know, the brackets come out. And then there's all the betting in between for that. So I suppose, you know, if there was television coverage, people would be watching it if they were home or went to the, which would be normal, or they would go to the their favorite watering hole or whatever it might be. But that's where they are at this point. Now, the Ivy League, they were so worried about it, they canceled their individual tournament and it infuriated a lot of the players because you had the Yale men who were instantly awarded that they won, you know, that they get the big prize going to the big dance. And that the same thing with the women. You had the Princeton women who were just awarded it. So, you know, you have always that conversation about the bubble and who should be in and who should be out. And there was no conversation about that whatsoever for the Ivy League because of the cancellation. But you think of people in the arenas and the potential of touching hands and all of that and contact with fans and whatnot. And, of course, it's what Mark Cuban said, the owner of the Mavericks. It's about family. It's about your life. It's about your health. And as we watch all of it unfold, the list of cancellations and postponements and modifications and all that stuff grows. But then you look at how awful that would be if you had fans that left arenas, ended up testing positive for it, and then you were trying to trace where they were. So you have the Big 12, the Big 10, the ACC, the Pac-12, the SEC, the Big East, American Athletic Conference, Southland Conference, USA Basketball Tournament. They are going to play without fans in attendance. That's how they're doing it. And they just decided, most of them on Wednesday, that this was the smartest thing that they could do. And they're sorry for the inconvenience for fans, but they want to take into account the health and well-being of the tournament's participants, the student-athletes, the coaches, all of that. That they're also worried on the other side of it. And there are some people that are very, very unhappy. Because as somebody said to me, well, you know, sometimes you have a hero in the tournament, some people that emerge that could be drafted by the NBA and their stock kind of rises, and wouldn't it affect them? And the answer is, well, sure, it could affect them if we ranked who would be there. But I'd say cool your jets at this point and let's see what happens and whether or not they don't just cancel the whole thing, because that wouldn't be shocking to me. They decided to jump on board at the last second, then they changed their mind, right? All right, so a couple of other odds and ends quickly. I'm going to tell you about a few of these. You've got Rob Gronkowski. Remember, he was the stud Patriot player at one point. Apparently, he is close to a deal with the WWE. Oh, he sees dollar signs, more dollar signs, because he's just 30, right? And he's worked with the WWE before. He was actually took part in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania 33 in 2017. So they think he would just really be a huge draw. And maybe that's true. Maybe he would be a huge draw. But WWE is just a little bit different than what he was doing for the Patriots. It's pretty interesting. But he is a big fan, and he has been to many, many wrestling matches over his life. So I'll just say that. He's a fan of the sport. From that perspective, I get it. Totally. That, yeah, why not? I'm still healthy, young, all of that. Sure, why not? Why not do it? Then, you know, I talked about the fact that you had the NBA winding down on Wednesday night. Everything, by the way, is the final. There were a couple of games that were postponed. The, as I mentioned, Jazz and Thunder and the Pelicans and the Kings decided, as a precaution, why are we doing this? You have the Mavericks, who are having a great season, who ended up beating the Nuggets 113-97. It has to be heartbreaking for teams that have finally turned things around, but this is what you live with, right? You have the 76ers demolishing the Pistons, the Knicks and the Hawks in overtime. New York pulls ahead 136-131. You have the Hornets beat the Heat 109-98, and the Heat are actually pretty good this year. So, as I said, the big question coming out of the man cave, as we would sit here and look, ooh, Selection Sunday, is no way the NCAA moves forward with March Madness. How does that roll on? And you have the amateurs playing when the NBA professionals have decided, no, we're shutting her down. Doesn't that seem ridiculous? I think it is ridiculous. It's like Mark Cuban said it best. This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a global pandemic. So it is. So why even take that any kind of a risk? Makes no sense to me. None. We're coming around the bend for the final segment for this hour of the show. The latest on the virus and who's been affected.
OT Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Picture us all sitting around the piano, drinking something soft and light, and talking about this COVID-19 and what now has happened. The numbers, what the president has said, he did an oval address on Wednesday, something he hasn't done frequently. He only did one other one. It was about the wall. So this one, a little bit different. And, you know, in his speech, which was just slightly over 3 minutes long, he talked about we're in this together and the need to be bipartisan and, you know, moving forward, what's happening and how to be diligent and the precautions we keep hearing about washing our hands and the same thing that we've heard since the very beginning of this, and also restricting travel for most of Europe for 30 days, and that starts on Friday. The president himself canceled weekend trips to Nevada and to Colorado. The State Department is urging people to not travel internationally. So on the heels of what the president said, the word on the street is not to do that anyway, that let's not travel internationally for lots of different reasons. And because of that, and remember the way time works, I love the fact that we're live here, Asian stocks and oil prices are already taking a dive. They're falling sharply because of the fear over the prospect of a world recession because of the impact of the new coronavirus, right? COVID-19, because of that. So we saw that we have now entered into a bear market. Wednesday, the stock market down 20% from its peak. The index lost about 1,500 points. And the president did announce at the in the Oval Office in that 3 minutes that there was going to be an economic rescue package, a couple of them. He called on Congress to provide payroll tax relief, said he would defer tax payments and offer low-interest loans to affected individuals and small businesses. Now that the World Health Organization especially has called it a pandemic, and then it's been cancellation after cancellation on large gatherings and federal warnings urging us to reconsider traveling abroad. Italy, in dealing with this, it's scary to see Italy. Unprecedented national lockdown trying to contain the virus. It's so bad in Italy. I mean, it is so bad in Italy that you look at it, and I just watched Contagious, and it really mirrors this movie. And how sad is that? But it does. So the virus and Italy, just how that spread and the extraordinary decisions because of how aggressive this is, and seeing the doctors and seeing the people. I mean, so many cases. Italy has 2,500 cases of the virus. 2,500. You've got tents they've thrown up, anything to help these people. That was 1 week ago. You know what they have now? As of this moment, because there's a ticker and I just checked it, 10,149. There's just too many patients to get the right kind of care. How can you possibly attend to everyone? And then you've got people just gasping for air because this is the kind of disease that will strangle your breath. Terrible. They're saying that Italian doctors feel like they're in a war. It's a triage kind of thing. They're in the field of what they're calling catastrophic medicine. They're deciding who needs it the most. They're moving from person to person and where they can allocate their resources, mainly their human resources. So the people who are too old to have a high likelihood of recovery, that's, you know, they're like, who has a high likelihood of recovery? Who doesn't? Then who has numbers of years left? Who doesn't? That is almost cruel, right? It is cruel, but it's what they've been forced to do. And because of the resources, and what can they do? First come, first serve, that, you know, whole thing. So they have certain guidelines for this. So does the United States want to have this? Oh, no. Let's arrest this crisis before the impossible becomes what we end up having to do. And seeing that, to me, every night I'm looking for what's going on in Italy. What's going on in Italy? What's happening there? Because it is so frightening to look at that and see how, really, honestly, how awful it is there. And it's like these monuments, everything looks like a ghost town. If you go to St. Peter's Square, which you can never even get in, where the Vatican is, you know, there's people just smashing into each other. You could do whatever you want there because nobody's out there. It's just this quarantine. Huge quarantine. By the way, a couple of other things that happened that are significant. One, Harvey Weinstein, who opened the Pandora's box that led to, I believe, Me Too, was sentenced to 23 years in prison for sexually assaulting two women in New York. And then you have the story of the U.S. coalition troops killed in a rocket attack in Iraq. So now more tension with Iran. There was one other coalition member, by the way, killed in that attack on a base in Iraq on Wednesday night. 12 people wounded in the attack at Camp Tahaji 17 miles north of Baghdad, to give you kind of a visual in your head of what that would be like. 18 rockets hit the base. 5 of the wounded were evacuated in serious condition. And, of course, the U.S. is attributing the use of the rockets in attacks to Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. So then you begs the question, how are we supposed to respond to that? Now you think about it. The attack on Wednesday, eerily similar to the one launched on a military base outside of Kirkuk on December 27th, which killed a U.S. contractor. So there is more than tit for tat happening here. And it's absolutely something to watch, especially when other things are going on, like this pandemic. Easy to just push it aside, but this is not something that can be pushed aside at all. At all. So while so many are talking about the virus, which has infected 121,000 people, killed more than 4,300 people, and what does it look like in the U.S., well, you've got the NBA suspending the season. You have more conversations about potential closures, too. You have concerns about the impact for Major League Baseball's opening day. While China, Wuhan, which was ground zero for this whole thing, they're getting ready to reopen their airport. The end of the lockdown for them is coming about, while more of the concerns are ratcheting up in the United States. Wow. People are being laid off. Airlines are struggling. People are absolutely affected by this in some way. And if they're not, if you're not affected yet, and I hope you're not in a bad way, keep an eye around the corner of what could happen. And how do you get in front of this? That's the key thing. Don't attract what you don't want. Attract what you want. How can you put yourself in a better position? What can you do? What can you do virtually? That's what I tell people. Sit down, make a list. What am I not doing that I could do? What is it that I could do? Instead of complaining and waiting for something awful to happen. In honor of my dog, Mahalo, who we had to let go of a couple of days ago, I'm going to end the show with, not any longer, Make It Count, a simple mahalo. And mahalo means thank you. So thank you to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Mahalo.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.